Hi, everyone, and welcome back to DCC. We are joined by Calvin, Aaron, Rick, Shane, and
Eric.
Who has to say his own name.
You let him say his own name.
It's in the contract, damn it.
Should have done it.
Aaron!
Nope, too
Calvin.
Late.
Calvin!
Too late!
Calvin!
Too late!
Calvin.
They are rushing towards their only way out of this island when it appears to be starting to collapse.
We gotta run!
Oh, shit.
Ask the pirate what's going on, Calvin.
Wait, I'll turn into mist. You guys are fucked, but I'll be
fuck off! Calvin, ask the pirate what's going on.
Which way is the hallway collapsing first?
No, that's not... Ask him what's going on.
What is going on?
What is the guy...
go of his throat so we can fucking talk. Wasting time, asshole.
Why don't you just let him go and we'll just follow whatever direction he goes in?
He might be tricking us.
No.
With death?
Well, ask him what's going on first.
Alright, what's going on?
I already asked him.
I don't know.
Oh, fuck. Where's the exit?
What?
The exit!
You came from it!
What's this way?
The ship!
That sounds like an exit.
Yeah, it does. You guys are fucking idiots.
That's where he was heading, right?
He's a bit flabbergasted.
He's retreating somewhere.
Just let him go and just start running to the other end.
What are you saying? Canary in a coal mine.
Fuck, what about the guys we tied up? This whole place collapsing.
And?
Fuck him.
Ruby.
Fuck him.
We need Ruby. Ruby's with them.
Yeah.
In the ship.
I'm not in that one.
Yeah. I was talking about the other guys behind us.
Oh, all the pirates that you freed?
Yeah.
Send the kobolds back.
I don't know what's going on.
Not tied up anymore?
Yeah, we tied people up and...
You tied the bad pirates, but there's also good pirates
the good
that are watching
there.
The bad
be
ones.
Fine.
What about the bad pirates?
That's not our responsibility anymore.
So this cave is collapsing, though, right?
So we didn't kill those pirates? We could have got experience points?
This is no cave! Sorry.
This is no moon.
No, it's a cave.
So what do you do? Do you run forward or do you run back?
I guess we gotta...
Run forward.
Run to the ship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we need
so
the ship.
So the bad pirates are tied up, are they gone? Gonna die.
We don't know what's happening yet.
You don't know exactly what's
run
happening.
Forward. Who cares? Run forward.
A great roar reverberates up the tunnel, and you hear a familiar sound, the crashing of splintering wood and voices raising an alarm.
Shit. The serpent or whatever.
As you start to run a little further, you see a man it's like sitting up, leaning against the tunnel, holding his chest.
What happened?
Fuck.
Who are you?
Hidalgo says, it's Captain Het.
Who?
Ular Het.
Ular.
Fuck, you called him three different names, Rick.
Captain Ular Het.
It's like my hero.
Earlier he was got... Bet. Earlier he was Bet. It was Bet's bastards. Now he's Het. Before he was Ular. Alright, what happened?
Let's see, you hear us. He's leaning, pool of blood. His white vest is stained crimson. His dusty skin is pale. Deep claw marks run his face and chest. Damn it, I almost had the secret of the crown. The sea drake was almost mine. That bastard devil betrayed me.
Okay.
The ship is gone.
No, not yet.
The ship is splintered.
What's through this tunnel?
The ship. The dragon. Can't you hear it? It's destroying it.
The ship is gone.
We gotta go kill the serpent. Right?
Or destroy the sea devil.
Where's the red-headed beauty?
Aaron, shut the fuck up.
Right?
She's on the ship.
Fuck, we gotta go this way. We gotta go fight the serpent.
Are you gonna leave him there? Bleeding? Or will you attempt to lay on hands?
To save him?
To save him.
I mean, he may be mad at this serpent.
Sure, save him.
Do you want vengeance on him?
There's no time. Hurry, save the ship!
We have the potion, the healing potion.
Fuck.
That's way more certain than...
Do we do that?
I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Do it.
Alright, I throw him, I give him the potion, and then we should take off.
You run off?
Right? Okay. That way we don't waste time.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. You do. You run.
We gotta go save the ship. We gotta go save the ship.
In this fantasy game, I'll run, sure.
You've entered a large underground grotto. You see a half-submerged cave mouth to the northeast and open sea beyond that. What draws your eyes, however, is the great, pale aqua beast thrashing in the water.
That sucks.
The same that sunk the dart.
The dart!
On closer inspection, you see that this behemoth has darker blue splotches along its back, but sports a sail-like ridge. All told, the lizard is perhaps 45 feet long, most of it a slender, almost serpentine neck. Its hide is riddled with crossbow bolts. Mm. Firing on the sea drake is a ragged band of humans and hobgoblins. They're clustered along a stone pier, shouting their terror to one another. Four upright torches burn along the pier, and human sailors use the light to fire ballista at the Sea Drake. The Sea Drake is not attacking them, however, instead, is busy dismantling a two-masted ship. A sleek caravel anchored in the grotto with slams for its head.
Slams?
With slams from its head. Okay. So it's... In short order, it will succeed in sinking the boat, much as it sank the vessel that brought you to these islands.
We gotta stop this thing.
Yeah, because it's also the only ship I know of that we can get off this island with.
All right, we have to roll initiative. I must find my paper.
And we can leave the other guys alone, because they're all fighting it too.
Five for me.
Plus...
Can I roll both of these and take the one I want?
Initiative? seven total for me.
Ten.
What's your initiative bonus?
I don't know if I
zero.
Have one. It's 10.
So mine was 7.
Okay.
There's 10. Shane. Shane is a 13 because he's got a plus 2.
All right. Calvin.
What do you use?
14.
That?
So 16.
Fucking loud.
I love it. I love that.
It's like,
I'm kind of jealous.
Someone roll for Gwen.
19
plus.
Someone roll.
Thank God
for
we did that.
Hidalgo.
We use Calvin's thing.
13.
Well, it's not a snow 19.
The goblins. The good goblins.
12.
Okay. Let's see. The behemoth.
Damn it.
Then we went low. 6.
6.
Okay.
That's even lower.
The pirates.
Good pirates, bad pirates.
No, they're all good. 17. Okay.
17, good.
Pretty good for the pirates.
Everyone's good right now, except for the behemoth. Right? Yeah, the behemoth. And the sea devil, wherever it is.
There's so many
people under the water, probably.
Yeah, here we go. Like an army.
Okay, so there are.
All right.
Four ballista crew, two sea dogs, the Noel first mate, two hobgoblin reavers. There is the sea devil. And the Finn Behemoth.
Okay, if we can stop the Sea Devil, we can stop the snake, right? Because he's controlling it. He has the crown,
he said, he said he was betrayed by the Sea Devil. Where's the Sea Devil at?
He's there.
Is he? I never heard
of him. He just said Sea Devil, didn't he?
Well, he didn't say he was shooting at him or anything, so where is he?
You do not see the Sea Devil.
Oh, I thought you just said Sea Devil.
I did. I was wrong.
Okay.
He's hiding.
All right.
He's hiding underwater.
He said it.
He's got to be close, though.
I mean, if we can find him, we can kill him. I'm going to send... What? Can I send Beedrill out to, like, look around?
Sure.
Like, he's flying around the top trying to, like, see if he sees...
Moonglum.
Yeah, Moonglum.
Where's the Sea Devil?
Oh, Moonglum. Did we roll for Moonglum?
No, roll for Moonglum.
16.
Let's write these in order.
Moonglum! Smash!
Okay.
Talk about annual income or what?
So Gwen is first. So you see that
Gwen has a bow.
The crew is pretty shaken at this point. They're shooting at the thing because it's not really paying them attention. But you think without a leader, at the first sign of danger, they'll run.
So we
good thing we heal the captain.
We insert ourselves as the now leader.
There are several of the barrels stacked on the pier are clearly marked as containing oil.
Good, okay, but we don't want to set the ship on fire.
If we set on fire, yeah, the ship's in danger.
And then there...
We could try to get the ship to sail away, but that's dangerous too.
And then there are two ballista and two crewmen each manning them.
So we need to come in here and be like, men, take out this behemoth! And like... Be assertive and be like, I don't know.
Okay.
What's the word I want?
Inspiring?
Inspiring?
Yeah, something like that.
Inspire these people.
For some reason, I was thinking of a word.
It'd be funny if you're like, men, we need to.
What's the word?
Fight!
I was trying to think of a word that started with an M, I think, but I don't know what it is.
Motivational. That might speaking.
Be. Maybe.
So, you all come out of the cave, you see this scene. Did anyone shout anything? Before we start with Gwen,
it's something awesome.
What's something? What was?
Avast!
Was William Wallace scream?
Freedom!
No, like when he goes in the.
What?
It's before he says they can take our lives, but they can never take our freedom. It's the other one before that.
It's ahistorical. I paid no attention.
Every man dies.
No, don't say that. Every man dies! Attack!
Every man dies, but a man with no freedom never truly lives.
You should yell out like a look alive. I don't know. I'm trying to get something good.
All right. Well, as you think.
No.
We're
all just
sitting here going like,
no. What do you say? Anyone got anything motivative, motivational? Anybody?
Moonglum will do it.
I'm worried about that.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, that's a very bad idea. We'll cast a spell on all of them and make them, like, commit suicide or something.
You just lie. Just be like, men, take out this behemoth for the treasure!
Right.
You know what I mean?
And we just don't give them shit.
I mean, we don't know what treasure means. We don't really have treasure, but... there's gotta be something good. Damn it, I wish I was clever.
What's your...
Gotta be my computer.
No one's got nothing? Does Hidalgo got anything?
I'm not really thinking about too much.
That's unfair.
He's a cook.
Maybe it's unfair.
No! Fuck no!
You want
Fuck
Hidalgo
you.
To lead them in? Captain Hidalgo?
He might be a cook with a silver tongue. Clever with this way of saying things. I don't know where I get that idea from, but maybe.
Hidalgo will do it if you want.
No, I want one of us to do it.
Does anyone have anything good?
What are we supposed to say?
I'm not really thinking about it. Think about it. Say something motivational to these random guys who may just flee, and we have less people attacking this big monster. You want them to stay and feel, like, I don't know, engulfed in power because we're here.
Engulfed in power?
You know, I'm trying to think of the word I want to say. I feel like there's words all around this thing, and I can't think of any of them.
Hearken ye, men and beasts of the sea.
Like Shane's like, I'm a writer. Like, what, say something clever. There's a big, giant sea.
We don't know him very well. I'll try to appeal to them emotionally. Like, we don't know each other. I mean, we just met, you know what I mean? But
you don't need a big speech. You just need to yell something motivational. Yeah. So that they know that there's more with them. We could just yell like, you're not
Never
alone.
Fear.
Yeah.
The adventures of the Emerald Isles are here.
Something shitty like that. I don't
want. We just yell like, you're not alone. We can take the beast.
Just kill it. We all get paid.
At arms.
Like, something like that.
Yeah, I mean.
Join me and everyone gets an equal share.
Roll personality.
Which one of us?
Jay?
What would.
He's the one that yelled it.
All right, we're good.
19.
Oh, 19. Shit.
They turn.
Thank God that speech made it roll 19.
They turn, and somehow through the darkened cavern, the sun is rising on the third day. Gandalf and his riders have broken.
Oh, guys.
As the music swells.
With my staff. Riding my bee.
You're a tiny man.
Okay. Gwyn begins to move forward.
Yeah.
And there's a long ways to go. So she's trying to get to a place where she can archer.
Okay.
I would say she should be in charge of the guys on the docks, like shouting directions and giving orders, like the guys with the crossbows and stuff. I will take command of the ballista crews.
Well, the pirates are next. So the pirates, therefore inspired, continue to load the ballista.
Yes.
And the men sort of look, and there's like a dock, right, that leads out to the thing.
Like a pier?
Yeah, and they sort of grab some javelins and run out to the dock.
Yeah.
Looks like they're going to start.
Chuck some javelins.
Javelin. Chucking.
Javelins.
But they had to pick them up and move. They don't have a thing to attack. Moonglum.
Kill that!
But protect the boat!
The boat's our way out of here.
Yes, master.
Good.
He flies off.
Okay.
Calvin?
Yeah, I'll go to the ballista crews.
Okay, you go up to the ballista crew, and are you, like, taking control of the aiming, or are you feeding them bolts? What role are you playing on this crew?
I'll be, like, shouting sequential orders, telling the one crew where to aim. I'll be taking aim of the one.
Okay. Good enough. Hidalgo. What does Hidalgo do? Hidalgo will... Doggo will run. He's going to try and get on the ship.
Okay.
Are there any ballistas on the ship?
Yes. That's why he's trying to get on the ship.
Try to get some people on those to fire those.
The goblins wait for orders.
I mean, should they go javelin as well, or should can they load the ballista?
They might be better at it.
They don't know how to do siege.
Okay. Yeah, they should go and like they have spears and javelins and stuff.
There are plenty of javelins around. I mean, there's like barrels of them.
So they should go and throw javelins with those other guys.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That sound good?
They run. It takes them longer to get there because they're short. Shane.
I want the goblins to sound like.
What do you guys think we should do?
Ewok.
We gotta try to kill this thing as quickly as we can.
There's another ballista on the ship. Hidalgo can do one, but he'll need someone to load, and he'll need someone on the other ballista and someone to load that one as well.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that's what I was kind of thinking.
But it's risky.
I have an extra man.
It's closest
on mine,
to the behemoth,
right?
Yeah.
On mine is?
Also,
you have an extra man.
Yeah.
Is there anywhere
within... Send one of my guys up there, though.
Is there anywhere within melee range?
If you got on the ship.
It would be melee range as well?
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a thing, too. Would fire be good against the serpent? I'd imagine Eric just... Ah!
I just think of Aladdin, man. Aladdin, dude. He'd like that fire.
Shay can do that, too. He has a fire hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can go on a ship and maybe try to melee him.
Okay, so you try to make your way onto the ship.
Yeah, let's get a group to the ship. Maybe even more people there that we can maybe use.
Okay.
Like Ruby and them are there, right?
Theoretically. You don't see them. Jay?
I'm going to tell B-Drill to, like...
Circle
around, because I want to try to figure out where that C-Devil is.
Roll perception for B-Drill.
20?
Wow. All right. Very good.
You're there!
Hey, the guy trips and falls and dies.
Yeah, so in the far end of the cave, nearly invisible, you see that there's someone hiding that looks like a fish person who has a coral crown.
Okay.
He's all the way on the other side of the thing. All
right.
What thing?
The grotto.
Across water?
So I can see him. I can see him there, though, now? Now that B-Drill saw, I can be like, oh, he's right there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I want to tell B-Drill to attack him, and I'm going to shoot a magic missile at him. Does that work?
Sure.
Because I can see him. I should go to shoot a magic missile. Shit. Fuck.
Fuck me.
That was the magic missile?
Yeah. I guess
no, that was something else.
So, lost, failure, and worse, roll a d6 modified by luck.
Can I give it luck so it doesn't do that?
No.
What?
You can't spend luck to escape corruption.
Alright.
So roll a d6.
You just got a 20.
It's your fault,
now you just got
it's your
a
fault.
1.
I should have done the 11 trick and done this. And I would have gotten an 8. Alright, so I gotta roll a d6.
Yep.
Just 4.
Okay, you don't have any 13 yet, so a 4 plus is a misfire.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there should be...
What is it? So I just don't hit him,
like a
kind
huge,
of thing?
Like... basically.
Well, you don't get corruption. I thought there was a...
What?
There should be 4? Like that?
Yes. No, that's how it manifests.
Lanced.
Or I don't know. What is this?
Like this is 1. Explosion of missiles spray in all directions. All creatures within 100 feet, allies and enemies are hit.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So 4 is delayed blast. No effect now. Random point sometime in the next 24 hours determined whenever the caster rolls his next one.
Okay.
Or any dice roll, not just d20. A single magic missile bolts forth to strike one randomly determined character within 100 feet for 1d4 damage.
Oh, that sucks. All right.
So the next time I attack with a magic missile, I could have another magic missile just shoot off
anything.
Somewhere?
Like if you try to open a door, a magic missile might just come out and hit the thief behind you.
So right now I'm like, magic missile! And he's like, fuck, where'd it go?
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. Jake. Sorry.
But
dang it, Aaron.
If you make it 24 hours without rolling a 1, nothing happens.
Oh, okay. So it's the next 1 roll I roll?
Yeah.
But
that's damage. It's not just a d20. If you roll 1 on a d6
fuck.
Or anything.
All right.
Okay. B-Drop.
Oh, I let him attack?
Yep.
Dang it, Aaron. Fucking 2.
All right.
He gets a plus 4 to attack.
That's not good enough, I'm afraid. The behemoth. The ship.
At least I saw the bad guy.
Damn it. Yeah, I saw him.
And Lala. Bring up the rear.
Could you have, like, the Beedrill...
Is the guy in the water?
Mark him?
Who?
The guy with the...
Yes.
The thing.
Right? No. No, he's hiding. He's hiding.
Yeah. But, like, in the... You said in the corner of the cave. Like,
he's in the far other side of the grotto.
But he's not in the water?
He's not in the water.
Oh.
Gwen!
You need to attack him.
Yeah, I'll go for him.
Okay. You go towards him. It'll take you... You can get there at the beginning of next round.
Okay.
Unless you have some way of magically altering your speed.
No.
Okay. Back to Gwen.
I have fine suits.
Throw the suits at him.
All right, so... Gwen will
shoot.
At the behemoth.
18.
Gwen.
She hits. And rolls.
Yes.
7 points. That's pretty good. All right, so she's just... until she runs out of arrows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is her plan. The pirates...
They reloaded, so they should be able to get a shot this time, right?
Yep, so they reload, they get a shot. Calvin needs to roll for his ballista.
15.
That's good enough. The ballista just does set damage.
Okay.
So... then it is now at this. Okay. Moonblum.
Did they fire the other ballista, or is they just... Isn't there two there, or no?
Yes. The pirates automatically do damage.
Okay. Didn't know.
But it's always fixed.
Gotcha.
So I can miss, but they can't. Dang it, this ballista.
Should have left them attacking it.
Let's see. What is Moonglum on the cast? ESP. It seems. Oh, Moonglum.
18.
Ooh. 18, 21,
22.
Moonglum. So Moonglum flies over the water.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Patoo!" and spits in it.
In the water?
In the water.
Oh,
it begins to bubble. And something comes up.
Ooh, make another one and attack it. A little demon serpent.
I don't know. I don't think this is maybe a good idea.
I don't think it's a good
idea. Did you get drunk as you... We're going on the ladder. I had my wine still.
Just impacted on the surface.
Okay, so...
How's your attack run?
Two giant leeches.
Oh, leeches. Shit. Leeches.
I hate fucking leeches. Mm.
Ew.
That is
colossal leech.
Mm. No, I'm happy. They're attacking that thing.
Come out of the water and attack the drake.
I wish at anybody.
18.
18 will hit.
And six.
Will miss. So he does.
Does he still latch on, though?
You.
Damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so he does no damage now, but he's latched on and will do damage until knocked
off.
Yes.
So that may distract him from attacking the boat. Having two giant leeches swimming around.
Just disgusting.
You don't like him, Shane?
No.
So that is leeches. Calvin's next.
Alrighty. Fire again?
Okay.
Can I aim for a specific target or just...
Absolutely.
I want to go for the eyes.
Okay, do it.
5.
Okay. So you miss.
Okay. Should have just went for less
anything?
Kind of overall target.
Okay. Not good enough. Hidalgo needs to may roll an agility check to get past the thrashing monster. Because the ship is like rocking and he's gotta climb up.
Oh, gotcha.
Gotta climb up the rigging.
Hidalgo. 9.
A 9 plus 2 is 11, which is just good enough.
Okay.
So he climbs up and makes his way towards the ballista at the back, and he's on it. Okay. Shane, you need to do the same. Roll agility.
7.
7 plus 2 is a 9. Not quite good enough. You get on, roll a reflex save to see if you make it back onto the dock or if you fall into the water.
Yeah,
so roll a d20 plus this. You need a 10 or higher to make it back onto the dock.
13?
16.
So you try to climb the rigging, but it's bumped and you fall off onto the dock.
Okay.
You can try again next round. The goblins?
Damn, that sucks.
You just attack?
Yep.
Easy, but 13?
Yep, that's good enough.
I mean, he's being shot by arrows still, right?
He's being shot by javelins, by arrows, by ballista bolts.
Do you have like a life meter?
Mm-hmm. Mind to know.
2 8s.
16.
Shit.
Good.
Yeah.
You're good. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun,
dun. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. That is the goblins. Now it's time for Jay.
I'm heading towards the fucking little fuck with the crown.
Okay.
And I want
to. You make it there.
I'm behind you, aren't I?
Yeah, like we were both like, over there.
How do you approach? Is it as quickly as you can?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll back you up.
And I want to attack him. Do I get to attack him?
Absolutely. You may attempt. And roll one. Shoot one of your friends with a magic missile.
God damn it, I'm the one that's close.
Hey, magic missile didn't hit too hard.
So I have armor.
Hit the thief, he dies.
I mean, I could run up and attack him with a sword.
I could. That's a problem.
Magic missile is probably not my best thing. It's better at range. Being closer, I should probably, like, flaming hands him or something.
That sounds pretty good. Hard to control a sea dragon when you're on fire.
What's a 1d 3 point of damage?
You do a d6 and half it.
Oh. Or there's actual D3 dice.
There are.
Do you know if I roll a 20 on my invoke patron, he'll send me a giant frog?
Yes, I do, Eric.
And I can ride that frog.
I know.
It could become my mount.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
That's why you need to do it every day so you can 12 try.
13, 12.
Maybe. No, if I do a 1, I'm
going to do
fucked.
This. I'm going to force manipulation.
Yeah.
Because it does a 1d6 of damage.
It's a 5
versus this
chance,
does a 1d3 of damage at the same points.
Right, but this is. I mean, it doesn't matter now, but it's probably area effect, right?
Single blast, fire strikes one target within range.
Oh, okay.
And then this is the same thing, but it's a 1d6.
It's force. The only difference would be if he's weak to fire.
I mean, I don't know. I guess he might be.
Being a water type, he might be.
We might. You light him on fire, and then I'll put paralysis right. on
I'm
him.
I'm just saying, whenever...
Whenever say they burn.
Whenever Charmander does a flamethrower on Squirtle doesn't care, you know?
Uh-huh.
But they may not like it. Lightning would be better.
Eric, your cup's in the shot.
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Okay. Okay. So fire.
That's weird.
I think it's safer to do this.
Okay.
Because 12 to 13 will do more damage.
Roll the die. Remember, you can spend any attribute, not just luck, as a wizard to cast
your
spells.
I'm not gonna do that. That's ridiculous.
Just saying.
It's called life burn.
Jeez. 4.
That sounds bad. Lost.
It's just lost failure.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
That just means you can't use it for the day.
Good lord,
again.
Man.
So, you go to do a force thing, and then you kind of go to set it out, and it just kind of goes bloop.
Into the water?
Very sad.
Sorry. No, this never happened to me before.
Can we say that you fell down?
What?
Like, did you, like, fall as it happened, like, on your knees, and I can jump on your back and go after
him? And your 80 pounds of armor? It just crushed. The behemoth.
Okay.
So I'll try flaming hands. Run out of spells.
Okay, so, because the sea devil sees he's in danger, the behemoth stops attacking the ship, and instead tries to attack the wizard.
Oh! I'm way over here.
I know.
Does he have to come to me? Does he have to come to me?
He's huge.
The sea drake does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I mean, the sea drake.
The sea drake is going to attack him.
Ow.
He can move very quickly.
His neck is long enough to reach anywhere in the game.
Well, I didn't know that. Eric, get over here. Fuck.
I'm coming.
Where's my... There it is.
I'm going to get hit. I don't have a good armor class.
Oh, shoot.
That's better than that.
Let's see what he has.
2 hit. Plus 8.
Plus 5.
On that page. Here we go. A bite is a plus 6.
Shit. Oh, that a hit.
Okay.
How bad it hits.
2d6.
2d6, damn. Fuck.
9.
God What are you complaining for? That's more than twice what I have right now.
Huh? Blah, blah.
Okay, well, we gotta attack this thing at the source, so I'm going to flame on my flail, and I probably should have reached him by now,
and yeah,
straight
you're
up
there.
Attack
yeah.
this guy who's distracted with making this serpent thing move, so he can't be too aware, too ready to do any counterattack. So, attack.
11, yeah. Throw thingy.
11. Plus.
Plus what?
I don't know.
I'm just plus your attack bonus.
Do you have any attack bonus?
Where would that be at?
Right here.
My yeah, plus 4.
You should use that more often.
What's that total?
15.
Is it a miss?
15.
What?
Why is it a miss?
Can you use luck?
I have my fire on, which is a plus.
You can use luck.
What do I need to get?
We don't know.
You use a point, and I'll tell you if it hits or not.
I'll use fucking 2 points. How about that?
It hits?
You should use one to let us know if one hits.
Yeah.
And not waste an extra point.
No, because we can go back to that lake before we leave. Get our luck back.
No, we can't.
Why not?
It hits. Do all damage.
Right. All right. My damage is...
D8 plus a D6 for the fire.
So do we need to get 16 or 17 to hit?
D8 and D... Where's the D6?
It's the square one. The one that you use for everything else.
Of course.
6 plus 3.
9.
Nine. Okay.
And it's fire damage.
Oh, wait, that's not the behemoth. You're attacking.
I'm attacking the sorcerer. The sea devil. Okay. That's 9 fire damage.
Does that change the AC, or were you looking at the right AC before?
No, I was looking at the right AC.
Okay.
I don't know.
So 9.
What's your strength?
My strength but modifier is 1. My strength is 15.
Okay. Should be a plus 1, Rick.
A plus 1 damage?
Yeah.
Okay. My strength is, yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't been adding his attack or damage bonuses in.
Okay. Done. So, you sort of knock him, and you can hear a crunching sound, like a rib bone breaking, if he has ribs, it's hard to say, and you smell seared fish.
Ooh. Mm. Damn. That's what they make,
Back to Gwyn.
Of course it's out of, right?
Are you... you yelled out that the fish devil is over there, right?
So, yeah, whenever they're like, he's there!
Yeah, so Gwyn would know?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Hopefully
oh,
everyone knows.
Yeah, everybody knows.
That's what I'm saying, like, Gwyn!
Everybody knows. Shane knows.
Shoot
knows.
That little
goblins
fuck!
Know.
Gwyn shoots and misses.
But goblins know.
Damn it.
He's in cover and all.
Is he still in cover like after you. I smashed him and broke his rib?
Pretty
he's
far
like,
away.
Oh!
Should move closer next round.
Should the goblins attack it?
Yeah.
With his spears.
The pirates... are going to keep attacking what they know. And they do this much damage. Calvin, where do you aim the ballista? You can aim it just to automatically hit, and it will automatically hit. Or you can try to do more damage by striking an eye or something like that.
How far away is
right
the
now,
Sea King?
Is the Sea King?
Yeah.
It'd be almost impossible to shoot past the behemoth. Like, his
okay.
head's in the way.
Well, I'll just shoot at his mouth or his eye. Or is
okay.
So you're targeting
his head.
Okay.
You're gonna target.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll the damage. Roll attack.
Okay.
That 16. Hits. Oh.
Great decision. I never doubted you.
2d6.
Thank you.
You doubted him.
I know.
What are you doing?
5.
5.
Okay.
What's the guaranteed amount of damage you can do?
5.
Huh? Now I can't see. Can he not? What did you aim for?
Okay. That was...
Calvin.
Calvin the pirates. The leeches. One automatically does damage, the other tries to latch on. He doesn't.
Fucking leech.
fucking leech.
Okay.
Fucking.
Moonglum is just controlling them. Calvin already went. Hidalgo is on the ship.
Did you already take the damage for the leech?
I did.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Hidalgo will fire the ballista. He'll just do automatic damage.
Yay!
Goddamn, he's the best.
He won't try to target it for the extra. Shane.
Okay.
You need to try to climb the ship again.
Yes. We'll do it again.
Yep.
So see what happens.
Roll agility. Okay. So, you fall into the water.
Now, the serpent's not attacking the ship anymore, though, right?
No, it isn't. But he is in plate and starts to sink.
Okay.
He'll need saved.
I don't know if that changed his climbing it or anything. He'll need saved.
He can't swim in that armor.
He rolled a natural one.
Huh? He rolled a seven.
No, he rolled a natural one.
Yeah, he rolled a natural one.
Oh. Damn it, Shane. Can you use luck?
Not on a natural one.
Fuck.
Nope.
But what's the point of luck?
The goblins.
God damn it.
See Shane, but their last orders were to attack.
So that's the second time you've fallen in this.
So they start to run towards the new position.
There's like a 50% chance every time he plays a game. Over 10 or under 10.
The goblins just look like, look, he's sinking.
He played.
Kill that!
Was our last orders.
Yeah, you should make him do like the crazy monkey game, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if Gwyn. Okay.
11.
So Gwyn sees you fall.
Okay.
So she'll try and save you. Hidalgo will have a chance of seeing as well. Hidalgo also sees.
Oh my god.
But he's up in the rigging, right? With the blisters.
Oh, fucking grab him.
He's gonna die now. He's gonna hit like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Dun, 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 yeah, dun, exactly.
Picks him up out of the water as he's swinging.
Hidalgo's the best of all of us.
Swings up, lands.
No, we just make him that way because we talk about him.
He's good, Cal. He's better than all of us. Especially
Jay.
Jay.
Your turn.
Fuck, it's me.
And, oh, you forgot to attack with Beedrill last time, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't, yeah.
Let me go ahead and do that.
Oh. 16.
That hits.
D6.
Okay.
Which is 4.
And he needs to roll save against poison.
Yeah, it's poison. It's +4 attack. D6, crit, D12, table trigger. I guess that's it.
So yeah. 6, and he's poison.
Yes.
This guy.
That's from the sea little guy, right?
The sea devil.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's poison?
He's poison.
Good.
The behemoth, now that there's two of you, he's going to try a tail swipe.
Wait, do I get to attack?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do I get to take my turn?
Yes. And Beedrill gets to go again.
Okay, I need to do something, right?
To run?
Burning hands?
I don't know. Like,
he just attacked you. He's within
range,
right?
I can't take his hits. I'm an armor class 6.
Wait. Can you take the mist potion off my belt, down it so that you're invulterable?
And like float away?
Yeah.
Just
and then
breathe
you breathe
one
on top of his head and smash it.
You could breathe you in.
You could beg Father Labla, who's next, to heal you.
Yeah, I could do that. But does that take my turn away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at that fucking. Where's that fucking captain at? I gave him my potion.
I guess he shouldn't use that potion.
Yeah, where is that captain? He should have been rallying his troops coming back in.
No, he's a coward. He's probably stealing gold. We'll kill him later.
I just throw my flask of seeds on the behemoth.
No! No!
On the sea devil.
No!
Just...
No!
They're so good vines!
No!
I'm just looking at what I have. I have a snake amulet. Does that help me? I still don't know what the fuck it does.
It help you get hit.
No, I don't want that.
I mean, the behemoth attacks before I do, so.
Can I have Beedrill, like, stab the thing in the eyes so it might not hurt me?
That's what I've been trying to do.
Been berating me for it.
Sure. You can have Beedrill, instead of attacking to do damage, try to give it, like, a minus to its attack.
Yeah, because I don't want to get hit.
By flying into its eye.
Yeah, like it's stinging it, right?
Well,
like,
yeah.
With this giant stinging
bees,
of poisonous.
You don't have to roll for that.
I don't.
You can just do it.
Dang it. Okay, so that's what he did. And then me, I need to.
Do you have any defensive spells? Like,
I mean, I've got a.
Bark skin?
No.
You have solid air?
I don't have anything like that.
What?
Nothing. What? Nothing.
You could use force manipulation to put like a force wall between you and
I
the thing.
I just failed with force manipulation.
Oh, that's right. You don't have it.
I have flaming hands, I have choking cloud. I have Find Familiar. I have a sword. I could just stay and try to burn the target more.
You can retreat.
But yeah, but there's nowhere I can go that's safe, right?
I mean, he's going to protect the sea devil.
Alright.
We gotta kill the sea devil.
Yeah, no, but I can't take the hits. I can fall back and work on attacking the behemoth thing.
Eric, jump in front of me and I'll take the hit. Rip the crown off its head. Well, I want to smash my flail into it so that the crown goes into his head, into his
It's brain. Already into his head.
Yeah, I want it to go, it'd be perfect. It'd go in more.
No. We need to get it off. That way you can't control it anymore.
Get it off.
Hit his head.
No, don't break it off.
Why?
You don't break the crown. Because then it might go insane and just kill everybody. Everything.
Or run away and be tired of being controlled. Calvin, would you like to be controlled? Oh. Huh? You don't want
to
be
You're one to talk to. You have six goblins.
All right, I feel like I should fall back and get away from that thing a bit.
You need to hide.
I really don't have... Can I fall back and attack or anything?
Can you do solid air?
Yeah, sure. You can fall back and cast a magic missile or something.
I can't cast magic missile, right? Because I lost it.
I thought you lost...
That's what I rolled a one on.
Oh, yes. That's
so it's gone, right?
Yeah, you lost that.
So I don't have magic missile.
And force thing.
I can do flaming hands.
Yeah, but you'd hit Eric. He's in between. If you run away, he's between you and the other guy.
But just try fire strikes one target within range, which is 15 feet.
Okay. Yeah, guess it.
I don't think it's a blast. I should be able to...
Sure.
It is enhanced.
So
fire
if it gets up to here, it's a blast.
Yeah, it burns up to three targets within range.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Roll it.
All targets must be within 10 feet of one another.
Fail this one too, wizard.
I don't want to fail it.
After one.
15.
Okay, good.
That sounds good enough.
Spell produces a blast of fire that burns a single target within range for 1d6 damage.
1d3.
No, 1d6.
Oh, you're right.
I read it.
You're right. I was reading this one. I was hoping. My poor wizard.
Two.
Two.
He's vulnerable to fire.
Do I get a +2 because of level, or no?
Yes. No, that's to casting, not to damage.
Boy, does that make this a... 6-7-8, never mind. Doesn't matter.
Okay, but he's weak to fire. He takes double damage.
I'm still ready to roll again.
So I fell back, but I hit him with fire, Eric.
Good.
More fire.
How do you react? Yep. I could go try to...
Well, it's the behemoth's turn. He's seared, and he's screaming, enveloped in flames. As you start to fall back, the behemoth tries...
The behemoth also has a B attacking its eye.
It does. It gets a minus.
And he also just got hit by the guy with the giant flail, who's right in front of him, right?
The behemoth will tail swipe the dock.
The dock?
Try to get the goblin.
Shit.
Goblins. They probably don't have
all your goblins.
Can fodder.
Three.
Oh, good.
Ow!
Yeah, right?
He doesn't even look and tries to use his instinct, but there's a bee in his eye, good. And he just kind of slaps the water instead.
Okay, good.
Splash.
Which is going to be tougher on
blah, blah.
Okay. I have two ideas. One is just attack, because I have two more turns with my flaming thing.
Yeah.
My other idea, I don't know if this will work. What if I throw my mist potion at him?
And turn him into
mist? And turn him invulnerable. Will his crown fall off? Because his crown is a magical element and maybe can't be cast.
Well, I mean, if you turn into mist, would your armor follow you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Would you want
to come out naked? You don't come out naked.
Would you want to just come out naked with no weapons wherever you appear?
Well, it depends on the circumstance. I don't know.
That's a maiden's bedroom.
I think it'd be a cool idea.
It's a cool idea.
It's different, but I think...
I'd have to roll really high.
I think it's...
You'd have to make him ingest it.
I think it would be counted as like, yeah. You'd be like, drink this shit!
Can I just fucking
throw it at him?
I don't know. I think you have to drink it, right?
Apply it to him.
We can see what happens.
I would just
attack him with my, I'll attack him with my fire flail.
Yeah, good.
Which is a D8 and a D6.
No, D20.
No,
D20 first. Well, you have to hit.
There's a hit. 11
plus
your what?
4.
Plus 4.
It's 15.
Attack bonus. 15.
It misses.
Add
2. One luck.
Am I still sinking?
Was it 1 or?
Well, no. You add 2 before.
Add 1. Add 1. 16.
That hits?
Okay. So you wasted one last time. It's like, just add one.
Can I keep adding?
Do you run out?
No. I didn't know if there was like a... You want to try it once or something. Six.
Six.
Fuck.
But it's doubled, right? Because it's fire?
The fire is doubled.
Yeah.
What was the...
Oh, the fire is 10 then. Plus 1.
Okay. Where are you striking him?
Like an uppercut up into his chin, like right here.
Okay.
Trying to take his jaw.
Yeah, maybe it'll come off.
You do so. His head bursts from force, and it goes straight through and bursts the coral crown.
Dang it.
Well, the
and
the force
he falls in a slump.
It's buried into his into his head.
Yeah.
Falls to a slump. That's your turn.
One.
What? You win.
Okay.
Your ways.
You're sinking.
You're gonna die.
So Thoto was slumped.
Yeah. He's dead.
He's slumped out.
The behemoth is still just
there. The behemoth is there. It's Gwyn's turn.
Well, shouldn't we wait to see what happens to the behemoth?
Yeah.
He might just run away now because he's not under control.
Did anyone see it?
Huh?
Does everyone know about this?
No one else knows.
We don't have control of everyone else necessarily, just us.
She's gonna shoot. Actually, no, she went to go get closer to the thing.
Shane.
And
no, she went for Shane. Then
she saw Shane.
Shane.
Saving me.
She dives down and rolls strength.
Strength.
Oh, because
seven.
Mm-mm. She's tugging at you as you're sinking, but
she can't pull.
She can't do it.
Okay,
you got to take your armor off, dude.
The pirates. Do you yell anything after he kills them, or are you going to let him continue to shoot the behemoth?
Hold fire?
Yeah, okay,
get Shane!
You're over there with them.
Get right. me. Get my ass.
Well, he doesn't know.
Oh.
Either you or him.
Have I not been watching?
Okay. I mean, you were aiming at the behemoth.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, the sea demon's dead. I don't know what that means.
The sea devil?
Yeah.
Do you yell them to stop firing or not?
I yell at Calvin that the sea demon's dead.
All right, hold fire!
Okay, they hold fire. Moonglum continues to attack.
Yeah.
Moonglum! Damn you!
With the leeches.
What he does.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
14.
Okay, the other one clamps on. He takes some damage. It can clearly feel the other one clamp on, and it looks like it... Before it was shaking its head, now it's looking around and seems angry.
Nope, we better attack Alan.
Wait, is it just gonna attack?
It hasn't attacked anything yet.
Okay, we should wait until it attacks the leeches.
Okay.
Hidalgo! Saul Shane.
Everyone should hide their bows.
Dives with a rope and tries to tie the rope around Shane's waist.
Okay.
Come on, Hidalgo.
3.
Nope. Try again.
But she's also trying to help. It's kind of combined, doesn't it?
It's not looking good, though.
They can combine next turn. He didn't... Yeah.
Yeah, she was trying to yank him up, and Hidalgo was trying to tie.
Shane, you need to roll. Well, are you going to try and take off your armor?
Not yet.
Okay. So you need to roll a fortitude check to try to, like, not accidentally breathe in any water and take some damage that way.
Okay.
But he can't continue. Roll d20 and then add...
Not unless he's willing to take off his armor.
Eight.
You're fine.
10.
It gets harder the more rounds you go. The goblins?
Take off a shoe first.
Do you order them?
Hide their javelins and bows and stuff so that the sea drake doesn't see them.
I tell them to hold up.
Jay?
I want to heal.
Did you hear a noise?
It's probably
what the hell?
Probably Baba.
What's up?
Alright, I want to heal.
Yeah.
I want to go to Eric and try to heal.
Okay.
I'm going to head to him and not attack, maybe, I guess.
Sure. The behemoth, on its turn, infuriated by the leeches, swipes at the goblins.
Oh, okay.
He does not want us to have goblins.
They'd rather miss swipe at you?
17.
Mm-hmm. They're game breaking.
Well.
Yeah, there's no way to
get the goblins.
We should attack. Well, my bee's not still there?
The bee?
I guess.
It told everybody enough. Stop, right?
Maybe they'll fall into the water and we can make like a raft just big shape back up with their dead
these
bodies.
Aren't ants.
We want
D6.
There's one right there.
Thank you.
11.
Okay, so you see a tail swipe the goblins and it's like a Babe Ruth hitting a home run. Goblins just fly off into the distance.
All right, we should just attack.
Yeah!
But you were holding, so you can shoot now.
Loose!
Okay, you loose, just automatic damage, or are you trying to go...
I don't know, since he's using his tail more and holding more stationary and looking around, maybe I'll try for another.
All right, do it!
Aaron approves.
19!
Yes!
All right, 3d6.
Doubted you again.
Based on the damage.
He doubted you
based
again.
Based on the damage. If he gets 5
doubted
again,
you again.
Good.
You say how many?
3d6. This time?
5, 9. 9.
5!
Okay. And then there's automatic damage from the other one.
Yeah.
Hidalgo abandoned his post. But Hidalgo and Gwen are going to work together this time.
Did Eric get a turn yet?
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Good. It's Eric's turn. So I was hoping to
heal.
Heal.
Okay.
Heal.
Roll lay on hands. It should be.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you can melee. Okay.
Roll first.
Does that make sense?
Oh. Hey, damn it. It was only 20.
You can add luck, right?
1 through 11 is a failure. You need at least a 12 to do anything.
Wait, I have a plus 2.
9, 10.
8, 9, 10.
So 10.
You need a 12 to do anything.
So you need to add 2 points of luck.
Okay.
Okay. What alignment are you?
Chaotic.
What alignment are you?
He's neutral.
Lawful.
Okay. You're opposed, so you get 1 hit die.
Which is like E4. Oh, you changed.
No, he never changed.
I've always been this way.
2.
2 hit points.
Fuck.
Because I thought...
Nope. Always been chaotic.
Yep.
I thought we've always
been... He's always been chaotic, I've always been lawful. And I think...
So that's Loblaw. Gwen and Hidalgo are going to work together.
Or is he chaotic? Yeah, he's chaotic too.
Okay. With 4 a +4.
2.
Nope.
It's not looking good, Shane.
They're trying.
This is... Oh my god.
I mean, it just happens.
That's why pirates don't wear armor.
Yeah. Because
they're trying to board ships. Moonglum. Just keep leeching. They're attached.
That's 2
of them. Yep, that does 10 points. Hidalgo went. Calvin.
Pirates.
Oh, the pirates and Calvin, yeah.
Pirates gonna go or just me? Were you gonna roll for them first? Or
no, I mean the pirates just,
they just
auto,
do
auto,
auto damage. Damage. So are you auto damaging or are you rolling?
I'm gonna roll again.
Do it.
I'm gonna use this die. Another 19.
3d6.
3.
This is the exact same numbers that I got from all of my hit
points. It's a damn shame.
Fucking ones.
You should have taken the positive damage. 5.
It evens out.
What did you get the damage last time?
Shame.
9.
Do you try and take off the armor?
No.
Okay. Roll 4 to 2.
Roll higher.
You need a 10 this time.
18.
Okay, you're fine. Right. Goblins are dead. Jay.
I have Beedrill attack the behemoth. And
do it.
I'll maybe attack it too, I guess.
How about one of these guys just fucking...
7 plus, I think, 2.
Not good enough.
Dang! Okay, Beedrill didn't do anything.
Two of your damage dealers are busy trying to save Shane.
Damn it, Shane. This whole fight, Shane hasn't done, like, anything except try to climb a boat. And then sink to his death.
It's falling twice.
Yeah.
Fucking piss me off.
You roll bad, man.
I guess I will try a flaming hands on the creature.
The behemoth? Okay.
16 plus
2.
18. This 18 spell produces a blast, burns a single target with 1d6 plus CL points of damage.
Caster level.
I had 2 sessions where I rolled
terribly.
D6
plus 2.
Stole my armor. I was in a coma.
3, 4, 5. 5 fire damage, if that matters.
It doesn't for him. Okay, he's looking scorched and bleeding. He has ballista bolts and javelins, and he is... He's hurt. He's hurt, man. It's his turn.
Where the fuck did this captain go?
Oh, I like
this. Fuck this guy.
Is he still cowering, or did he...
He's like, save the ship! I'll stay here.
He only healed 2 hit points. Poor captain.
It was 33!
The behemoth.
It's definitely 3.
What should the behemoths do? Who's the biggest threat?
Probably the leeches.
Yeah, it's going to try and bite off the leeches.
Hope it works in half. I fucking hate
it. 6? Leeches.
Nope. This is...
Oh. Did you mean nope, it wasn't a 6? I'm like, I thought it was.
No, it was. Lala.
Can I attack the
you can
right now? Okay, I'll attack.
Oh, it's within melee range?
Oh,
what the fuck? Did you
That's
see it like
why
it like
I don't like heavy felt.
It stopped. And then went like this.
Yeah.
So it's a 7 plus.
No, not enough. So you go to strike it as its head was towards you, but you miss it as it goes and tries to bite the leeches off from its back.
It's like when you play
Gwyn.
What's it called?
Gwyn Hidalgo.
Heatherball, yeah. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
6.
Plus 4 is 10. Okay, so they're able to tie the rope around you, and now they start to swim up to the surface.
Okay. So you're still there, they gotta get up there and pull you up now.
Yeah.
It'd be great, like, we kill the thing before Shane gets up, and as he's coming back up, he has a treasure chest. Look what I found on here!
Pirates.
Ow!
Damn it. What happened?
I somehow dropped my pencil. It was like this, and then I stepped on it.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
I feel like I've heard anyone say ow in a long time.
Ow!
Ow! All
right, pirates.
The pirates do some auto damage. Calvin, what do you do?
I fire again.
Okay.
6.
That's a miss. Auto damage would have killed it.
Really?
Yep. But the leeches kill it.
You've done 12 damage in 3 turns. You could have done 15, Calvin.
This is the chance I've taken.
Take the guarantee.
No.
What did you gotta do? Throw those grenades in the XCOM, get that guarantee.
So finally, from lack of blood, it just sort of woozily does like this and falls. Its head crashes onto the rocky surface of the grotto. And it just sort of then slides down the water. The waves begin to pull Shane down.
Like undertow here, right?
But Hidalgo and Gwyn still need to climb up and pull you up. So, they have to climb. Nope, not this round. You have to roll fortitude.
Shane?
You might have to lose your armor, you're gonna die.
Need a 15.
I mean, as long as it doesn't take damage.
I mean, damage is damage. It's not gonna kill me, right?
I mean, damage is exactly what kills you, yes.
I know, but over time.
That's how much you get.
13.
Plus 2 is a 15. So you're good.
You're so, hit points so you lucky in your unluckiness.
As you sink lower. The fight's over.
Well, so we all need to grab the damn rope.
Everyone just
yeah, that. But the rope isn't attached to anything.
No, the rope is attached to him.
No,
yeah.
They haven't tied it yet. They tied it to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Hidalgo's holding it as he's trying to climb the rigging. Yeah. But if he gets too deep, he's going to start to pull Hidalgo down as well.
Yeah. Okay. We all need to run over there and grab it. Right?
I need to find a way to heal.
you all
find a captain.
Run towards where the pier still is.
Yeah. I will run to the boat.
You do, and you hear a voice say, "All right, boys, the dragon's dead. Get him!
Son of a bitch.
All right, guys. Find out next time on Dungeon Crawler Classic. Come on. Thanks so much for joining us. See what happens next time.
Guys, thank you for watching DCC. We have Shane just dying. We are going to be attacked after we just attacked a snake. What are we going to do? I don't know. You can find out. Patreon.com. Definitely find that out.
It was on that the whole time. I only just now switched.